Moon Pig.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Moon Pig Tech Podcast. I'm Ariella and I'm joined by my co-host Richard. Say hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
And for today's episode, we are going to be doing things a little bit differently. So in light of International Women's Day, we have brought in our first ever external guest to the podcast. We have the amazing Rav, founder of Kijigo, joining us today to discuss Kijigo's mission to encourage more women into the world of tech and how we at Moonpig are helping to support that mission. So Rav, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you want to start by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, firstly, hello to everybody tuning in. It's a pleasure to be here with you all this afternoon. Hi, my name is Rav Bumbra, and I've worked in the tech industry for about 28 years. My early years were spent in consulting and technology recruitment. And 10 years ago, I didn't see enough women working within the tech industry or rising alongside me. So I took a crazy decision to leave a very highly paid consulting career to set up my own business. So today I'm founder of Structured People, which is a diversity consultancy working with leaders and businesses and helping them to attract and retain women in technology. I am also founder of Kijigo, which is a social enterprise providing mentoring through an app and through programs. And the mission there really is to help women get land a job in tech and progress within it. So we go to work with girls in schools and women and at any stage in their career.
That sounds fantastic. Can we just go into a little bit more about how Kijigo are doing that?
Yeah, so Kijigo was set up initially as a research organisation. We wanted to make sure that if we're building a solution to some of the challenges that we're actually seeing in industry, we need to know from the ground what is going on and the challenges and barriers that are being faced, not just by women, but from girls as well. Because if we're looking at the whole talent pipeline, you know, it's very difficult now to see women moving into the tech industry because they're not taking up jobs, they're not taking up STEM subjects. So for us, it was really to make sure that we're going to schools, having those important conversations with teachers, with parents, with young girls, and find out what was stopping them and holding them back from exploring a career in technology. And then also talking to hundreds of women about the challenges that they're facing within the workplace. And of course, with the onset of the pandemic, it completely changed our world overnight. Many people working from home remotely, facing even more challenges. And over the recent years, we've seen a lot of women dropping out of tech now because of other responsibilities and not being able to move up in the tech industry. So our mission really has been to, how are we going to turn that around and find a solution for women? And what we do as a solution is, based on our research, we've provided mentoring that are going to help two groups of people. So mentoring that is helping women at any stage. So job seekers, grads, your career changers, your returners, but also mentoring that is going to help a younger group of women. So girls in schools who need that support and guidance to find their way into technology.
That sounds amazing. I think we could probably spend the rest of this episode just talking about the research, to be honest. I would be keen to know if there are any sort of key things you could call out around that at all, particularly, let's say, the young girls picking STEM subjects.
So traditionally, we're reading articles which tell us that girls assume technology is for boys. Is associated with boys who wear hoodies. So typically, if you want to be a coder, you're going to sit in a dark room and code away. And, you know, we need to demystify that. Some of that is still viewed upon as girls as, you know, being a career in technology, but we need to demystify what it actually means to be a woman in technology. So what are all those endless opportunities that you can go and work in, and which subjects are going to lead you there? And part of the problem that we saw in schools was we have an out-of-date curriculum. So what you're learning in schools doesn't really teach you what's going on in the real world. So we had a lot of girls telling us that, oh, I'm studying history, I'm studying DT, it's boring, I'm doing geography. How does that link me into technology? Well, every industry now requires a tech team of some kind to come and work for them. So if you enjoy geography, you can go and work, you know, in lots of different companies that are focused on building a better, greener world, for instance. You know, if you love the history, arts, there's lots of other areas you can follow with your passion and tie tech around it. So for us, it's been very important to demystify what that route looks like and how we can help someone navigate that pathway in the right direction.
So it's fantastic to see how passionate you are to help women get roles into tech. Could you maybe give some examples of what Kajigo are doing in that space?
Yeah. So in terms of helping women into tech, we find a lot of people reaching out to us to say that they've done a number of tech courses, for example, different boot camps, and they have a number of certifications under their belt, but they still can't break into tech. And for me, that's the most interesting piece. What is it that industry or we need to do to help give a helping hand to women to make sure that they can break into a career that they're really going to enjoy and progress within it? And what we found over the years was it's just a change in mindset. So many people suffer from imposter syndrome, and that holds them back, or they might have a lack of confidence and don't have that inner belief system in them that they can do this. And sometimes it's just being in front of a mentor who is going to hold their hand and work with them over a period of time, and help them reach those goals and aspirations. So in terms of mentoring, we've been helping women find out where they are right now, understand where those gaps are, and help them get to where they need to get to. And we do that through a structured mentoring program. So we deliver the mentoring over a 16-week period where we match mentees to mentors. And alongside the mentoring relationship, I run a 16-week, I run 16-week sessions, weekly sessions, which is going to help build up their confidence and a shift in mindset, and give them that inner belief system that they have got what it takes to break into the world of tech.
Just to expand on that point, you mentioned breaking into tech. So obviously there's the candidate side of things, but are there roles for these people to be applying for?
Well, if you did a Google search on how many jobs there are in the tech industry, they'll tell you there's 1 million unfilled jobs right now. So there are roles out there. It's finding them. And that's the biggest problem, I think, that women face. Not all jobs are advertised on the front page of a company website. You have to navigate your way through today. You know, you have to find the careers website. And then from the careers website, they give you all this blurb of this is what we're doing for our people. And then you have to find the jobs. So I think, one, we make it very difficult for women to find out where those jobs are. If you went onto social platforms such as LinkedIn, there are a number of ways of finding jobs on there. And then again, you need to be in with the right recruiters as well to find out which recruiting agencies have got jobs on. So I think signposting where these jobs are is the first thing that we need to do for all of these women. And then we can help them move into those roles.
So we mentioned briefly that Kajigo and Moonpig have a partnership for the past couple of years. So to help with your mission, let's discuss what the Moonpig and Kajigo partnership is delivering. So Rav, first and foremost, when you first got in touch with Moonpig, what were you kind of hoping for to get out of the partnership?
There's a reason why we reach out to partners, and that is to really promote their brand to other people. And the reason why we do that is if I went to, you know, one of our cohorts, for example, today and said, you know, would you like to go and work at Moonpig? They wouldn't necessarily associate tech roles with Moonpig. And I don't know why that is. They don't realize how big the tech department is and the variety of roles that you can go and work in. So for me, it was really important that we work with an organization like Moonpig, a great brand, a great company, you know, it's a great place to work as well. and bring that to women and showcase the company as a great place to work and a great place to grow their career as well.
So what does the partnership actually consist of? What do we actually deliver?
Initially, we started our partnership looking at the Kajigo Girls piece in schools because we were both aligned to helping early stage women, young girls, navigate their route into tech, but really demystify what those tech roles look like and how they can actually figure out what area of tech they wanted to work in. So with our partnership, we went into a number of schools about 3 years ago. So we take in a number of mentors into our STEM career talks, and we break down technology, we break down tech jargon, and we showcase role models to these young girls in schools. And it's really nice to spark some curiosity through the conversations that we have in those classrooms. And we're talking to young girls about what this future looks like. So we're kind of like building a really nice picture for them of, you know, this is what it's like to work in technology, and come and join the fabulous role models that are currently working there today, and look at where they're gonna help you get to in the future. So it's really nice to be able to paint this beautiful picture of technology and how we're seeing the world today. So we do actually bring in current conversations. You know, we need to be talking to young people about AI. We need to be talking to them about data and what that involves. In schools, they don't discuss this. They're not talking about this at the moment. The only thing they know is ChatGPT is fabulous for making our world easier, but they don't know that there are people sitting behind this technology and coding it, and why we need more women involved in these conversations. And those are the type of things that we get to break down in schools. And that's why it makes it really exciting for me when I'm working with companies like Moonpig.
Yeah, it sounds very inspirational. The people that come to this, do you prefer it to be female people that are working in the industry, or can anyone come along?
Well, when we're working with schools, I think it's really nice to highlight relatable role models. So it is usually young women from industry who put their hands up to be mentors with our STEM career talks. When we're working with women in industry through our Kajigo Women program, it's nice to involve men in our programs. And I think it's because we have a lot to learn from men, because they make up most of the tech industry right now. And they have a lot of wisdom to share with us. So whether you're a man or a woman, I think it's great to put your hand up to do some mentoring and help other women to rise in tech.
So you mentioned earlier about the mentorship program that Kajigo has. I'm assuming that Moonpig have a few mentors in the program. Could you maybe tell us a little bit more about that?
The 16-week program runs from September to January. And we work with our industry partners who provide us with our mentors. And it's a very structured program. So, and it's very difficult, I think, when you're actually going out for applications for this program. We start that process usually in about June. The 2 years that we've done this, we've had near enough to 300 applications globally. And that does tell you that women do need some kind of support and mentoring. It's a very hard job for me then to whittle that down to 100 women. And in fact, somebody last week gave me a compliment. They said, whatever algorithm Kajigo is using, it's absolutely brilliant. There's nothing out there like it. And I joked and said, the algorithm is called RAV. It's a very hard process to sit down and understand every mentee's challenges and then match them up to a mentor. And there is a process behind all of this. So if I did use an algorithm today, I think algorithms are coded so they match people if they've got some synergies. I sometimes think opposites attract. And there's one person in particular that we matched from Moonpig this year. So that was Bill Pengberthy, who was head of IT. White male, slightly older, you'd think that if you're matching him up to somebody, it would, the right match for him would be someone who's probably mid in their career, looking to move to that senior level role. But for me, I wanted to match Bill up to someone who was much, much younger, because he had a lot of wisdom to share. So I matched him up to a very young lady who was in her mid-20s. She was already working in tech recruitment and wanted to break into tech, but she couldn't. That was the interesting thing for me. So someone who's already working in tech from a recruitment perspective, but couldn't break into tech. So Bill worked with her over a number of months, and he challenged her every step of the way. And that's what I like about great mentors. So they will put you out of your comfort zone. They will make you feel uneasy about learning new things, but that is where the growth comes from. And in this particular instance, the mentee landed a job at a tech company within, I think it was 13 weeks of our program. Great success story. And we shared that amongst our mentees on the program. What we find then is it spurs people on. They get really energized, they get a confidence boost. And then everyone's on the program thinking, gosh, if she can do it, so can I. And as a result, about 55% of the women landed a job in tech within the 16 weeks of the program. And that's a huge success. We're making huge impact through the program. And the success is due to the fact that we are collaborating with partners and helping to change people's lives through this journey. And at the end of it all, we do have a massive celebration through our graduation event, which took place in January. And that's where we get to share some of these success stories with everybody. You know, we had about 100 people in the room. We were joined by our virtual audience from across 26 countries as well. And it's a great celebration, not just of our mentee success, though. It's our mentors who've been successful in helping these women get to where they want to get to as well, but also our partners as well, who invest in small social enterprises like ours. We're not a big organization, but we're a very small team. But it's nice that, you know, organizations give back to people like us and help us to make the impact that we need to make.
That's amazing. Sounds very rewarding for everyone involved as well. Can we just quickly explore what the expectations are from both a mentor and a mentee perspective in this? How does that relationship work?
Yeah, so everyone who comes onto our program should really set up a vision of where they're starting and where they want to get to on the program. So we do ask all of our mentees to be very clear on that mentoring relationship and be very honest and open with their mentors, because otherwise this program wouldn't work. To get the best out of a mentoring relationship, it has to be based on trust, and you have to be able to discuss openly the challenges and barriers you face. Equally, from a mentor's point of view, they need to be able to commit time. So we do ask all of our mentors to dedicate a minimum of 4 hours to the program. Every year we've done this, I think people have just gone above and beyond. People give an hour a week. So, you know, total of 16 plus hours is what everyone seems to be giving. And that's because they're invested in helping their mentee reach, you know, the successful outcome that they want to get to.
So who from a company would you expect to be a mentor? Is there maybe someone at a certain type of level that you would expect, or are you happy for anyone to get involved?
I would encourage everybody in an organization to get on board with mentoring, because everyone can share their wisdom and all those golden nuggets at no matter what stage you are in your career. So for example, this year from Moonpig, we had your Chief Product and Technology Officer, Georgie Small, joining us. We had your Head of IT, Bill Penberthy. We also had Andy O'Brien, who's your Engineering Manager. We had Natalia Miller, who is your Software Engineering Manager. And Ariella, yourself, you joined us on the mentoring program too for cohort one. So anyone at any level can come and join the program and become a mentor at some point.
So for people that have maybe not mentored before, I can imagine it's quite daunting. Maybe you're only a few years in the industry, you think, how can I help contribute to someone's journey into tech? Do you have any tips for someone that's maybe looking into being a mentor, but they're maybe not sure how they could help?
Yeah, so if you're starting off on that mentoring journey, I want everyone to believe that they have got something to share with others. You know, there's always something, a piece of advice, and some wisdom that you can share with anybody you're looking to support. I'm a firm believer in mentoring those rising behind you, but also with reverse mentoring. So I think, you know, if you want to be a mentor, decide who you want to provide that mentoring to. Is it someone who's going to be younger than yourself? Or is it someone who's older, who necessarily doesn't have the skills that you've got? So a lot of our leaders today are not tech savvy. They're not very good at using apps and, you know, some other digital tech. So, you know, you can provide that sort of mentoring. So I think anyone starting off needs to identify what their skill set is and who they can actually help. And that's probably the starting point. And then when you get to that point of deciding who you're going to help, just make sure that you give yourself enough time to be able to mentor someone. In the busy world that we're living in right now, sometimes it's very difficult to find that hour in the week, but that commitment is really, really important. Otherwise, mentoring really doesn't work for the mentee or for yourself. And like we said before, mentoring is really rewarding. So if you do it in the right way and you've done it over a period of time, you are going to feel absolutely so great about yourself that you were able to help somebody to get to where they want to get to, whether it's that next level or help them design something or build something. But it is really, really rewarding. Ariella, can I just ask you, what did you get out of the program when you joined us in 2022?
So when I volunteered to be a mentor, I think I'd been at Moonpig maybe a year. I was still an associate software engineer, and I really just wanted to give back to the community for all they've done to help me get into the industry. So I got paired up with a lovely lady called Maria. So I will give a shout out to Maria because I do think that she listens to this. And Maria was a career switcher who was working in the photography space and wanted to get into tech. She'd moved over to the UK and that's what she was passionate about. So we spent some time trying to help her navigate that, applying to different roles. And I feel like we ended up just being a good support network for each other. I think it was really helpful to be able to give her advice and things that I've already done. So obviously going through the interview process and things like that. And she is working in a similar, she's in the tech industry. She's not strictly a software engineer now, but she's working at Screwfix and she works kind of in the content management side and she's really enjoying it. And actually I still do speak to her and I think that's been 2 years now. We're still in contact every couple of months. So yeah, the program works. It's amazing. I would say even though you do it for those 16 weeks, if you have the time that you can commit to do it for longer, I think it's so much more valuable. I think there's only so much you can do in those 16 weeks. The time absolutely flies. So I think if you can be in it for the long term, I definitely recommend it.
And if anyone could see me right now, I have a big smile on my face because, well, you know, when you've instigated a relationship like that and you see the outcome, it's just wonderful to see. And, you know, Ariella, you changed her life. You changed Maria's life completely. And the joy that you brought to her when, you know, I remember when she landed that job. Incredible. So thank you.
So we've discussed all the valuable ways that Moonpig are helping support Kijigo's mission. And I'm really hoping this has sparked some interest for other people and companies to get involved with Kijigo as well. So Rav, do you have any tips for people who maybe want to get involved and help Kijigo?
We're always to have help from partners out there. I would say there's hundreds and thousands of women who need support with navigating their route into a technology career. And imagine all the hundreds of thousands of girls in schools who come from disadvantaged areas as well, who do not see tech in their future. So I think this, we have a great opportunity for companies to get involved with our mission If they want to help, all they have to do is reach out to me, and we can create this magic together. We would ask usually for a list of mentors who want to come into schools with us and be part of our school's career talks. And if any of the mentors want to give back to women and help career changers or job seekers or returners, again, we would be looking for mentors who probably have got around, you know, 5 years plus industry experience, who will be able to help these women, especially with things like, you know, interview techniques, rewriting their CVs, mock interviews, maybe some shadowing days and things like that. So it's very easy for any company to come and work with us and get involved.
And just to follow up from that then, Rav, what tips or suggestions do you have for women who want to get into tech, and how they can become involved with the Kajigo community?
Yeah, so Kajigo runs the accelerator program once a year, and our applications for that will open up in June. So just keep an eye on our socials on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and they will get the link there to register. Apart from that, they can actually start their learning today because we do have the app. So they can go to the Play Store or the App Store and download Kajigo, which is spelled C-A-J-I-G-O. And as soon as they get into the app, they can actually watch some videos, some masterclasses on top tips on landing a career in technology or how to accelerate your career in technology. But in addition to that, we've also put some videos from our accelerator program from cohort one and cohort two, which will introduce them to role models, but also start giving them some tips on how to start developing that career. What does it look like? You know, building that vision board, for instance, identifying those gaps and who to connect with. In terms of receiving mentoring from outside, even, you know, Kajigo. You don't always need one mentor in your life. I'm a believer that you need mentors in all parts of your life. I have about five mentors who I'm in constant touch with, talking to on a regular basis. And I would encourage everyone to have more than three mentors. So we often talk about that on the program as well, and where you can find those mentors.
Great. Well, let's leave it there. Rav, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has honestly been such a fun episode to record, and it's been really great chatting to you. For our listeners who are interested in getting involved with Kajigo's mission, I think we will leave some details in the podcast description. And I think that's everything. Moonpig.